This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. In Chapter 3 of our American Graduate Series, Homeless in High School, we dig into the life of Charles Johnson. CJ has unofficially fostered homeless kids from North Dallas High School for more than a decade and a half. He's made his house their home and created a family for students who needed one. We're downstairs in room 110 of North Dallas High School. Typically an economics class, Friday after school, finance takes a vacation when the action team meets. Members don't talk profits and losses, but public service. Charles Johnson, CJ, created the school club 11 years ago when he worked at the school. Today, he's the volunteer leader of this session.
So how many jobs have we gotten done? Are we still serving our community?
Proud North Dallas Bulldog, class of 88, CJ left a prison security job 18 years ago to become a monitor at North Dallas High. He also became a coach for the wrestling team. He wanted to help his old neighborhood and school.
Our community is in need for volunteers. Some families need help and everything like that, and I couldn't do it by myself, so I needed other people to volunteer.
CJ's done more than volunteer. He also helped launch the school's African American and Latin American culture clubs. North Dallas High has created a weekly pre-class drop-in center for homeless kids. That's where the school's community liaison, Rafael Rodriguez, talks about Johnson's impact.
CJ, when he started to work here, he lived with just him and his mom. So he had a couple of extra bedrooms available, and at that time, I think it was probably 15 years ago, 16 years ago, we had one young man, and he needed a place to sleep, and CJ provided a roof over his head.
CJ hated seeing that boy in a homeless shelter living with adults.
Because you have other people dealing with mental problems, just got out of prison, and also staying there. My first kid experienced that really bad, where all his stuff was stolen, and then also he came here with lice. I told him, get his stuff and let's get out of here.
That was more than three dozen students ago. Kids he's offered a room to when the alternative was the street, a shelter, or a shattered household. He calls the kids his sons, although he has no biological children.
I just tell him, I say, I got a lot of rules and regulations. If you want to come, you want to come and just grow up in a house and everything like that, you come here, we live here, you graduate, and that's where our focus is going to be.
CJ is everything in the world to me. All of his other kids out there are like brothers to me.
Angel Rivera, who's 21, started living with CJ in 2009 when he was an angry student at North Dallas High and homeless.
My father, I don't know him at all, never met him. And then my mother, she lives not too far from here, but me and her don't always get along.
Rivera says he was hard-headed, crazy, and had crossed the legal line. His mom kicked him out three times. CJ helped simmer him down.
He just needed that, just a male role model, just to hang around with a guy that actually could teach him other things besides being angry.
Rivera grew up, chilled out, and took a new path. North Dallas High has more than its share of kids like him. Close to 15% of the students are homeless, the most of any Dallas high school. It's surrounded by shelters, public housing. It's also nestled near new apartments and trendy retail. So it's not the neighborhood CJ grew up in with his aunt and mother.
They raised us right. We had other families that stayed with us. So we have always been growing up with other people staying with us, during their heartaches or during their time.
CJ now shares some of that heartache. He and his sister now care for their mother from a distance. He doesn't live near school anymore either. And without certification, he had to stop coaching. He also changed jobs. Today, he works security for Baylor Medical Center, but still raises the kids he calls his sons. This year, his focus has been on Desmond Davis. We met the North Dallas High drum major, wrestler, and track runner last week.
So after the action team,
on this day, with the sun barely up and breakfast done, CJ's in the kitchen mapping out the day with Dez.
I'm going to tell you our routine today. The routine is that
after so many years of essentially being a foster father, CJ has never done it formally. He doesn't like the stereotype of a foster parent in it for the money.
I don't get paid for doing this. I use my own salary. Oh, sorry about that. I have a lot of people that support me. I have a lot of churches that actually support the family, you know?
So CJ gives thanks to three nearby churches that have supported his kids and others at the school. They help keep CJ grounded, kind of what he's done for students at North Dallas High for nearly two decades. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.